It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
Mickey?
For the emergency break of the week.
I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It's kind of warm and it's the corner of the restaurant. I was thinking, Bob.
By a wheels off comment.
We're playing the hot corner today.
Is it time for a ticker?
Or technical meltdown.
How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
Oh. Is this the Dunn Vegan Hotel?
Dallas 911. Do you need fire, police, or ambulance?
Whoa. Oh, Dallas 911. I'm sorry. I definitely dialed the wrong number.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, let's do the tee box. Let's talk golf.
No.
Make a golf point, Rick.
I don't need to make a golf point. I just wasn't finished yet. That's all.
Well, how long do you need? You want to roll
stinks
for
in here. What are you doing here, Bob? No, go ahead, guys. All right. Go ahead. Start driving.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just about 8 o'clock, and yes, time for the emergency brake of the week brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We'll give you three candidates. You can vote on them at 888-787-1310. Okay, first candidate from the hardline, Mike Reiner. They were talking about a Jason Garrett press conference, and Mike came to a realization that a drop he's heard for at least a year, maybe closer to 2 years, was not what he thought it was.
The reaction to what he heard when he was asked about it yesterday, and Garrett just, well, all I'm going to say is we're going to fight hard and play and blah, blah. You know, he wouldn't even address it.
I know.
I love those butt fucking blueberries.
Wish he'd have said that.
God. That's so over the top for him.
For Gordon?
That's Gordon. Oh, but I mean, he said it, didn't he? Oh,
no.
No. That was a parody of the Cowboys, not Hard Knocks, but what was the other thing?
Yeah, that thing on Amazon.
All or Nothing. All or Nothing, where Garrett was just cussing
you
so
much.
You
thought Jason Garrett said the words, butt effing blueberries.
All this time, I thought that was him.
Well, that's the great Gordo doing a parody of Garrett overcussing in that show.
Yeah. All of those f***ing big-ass blueberries.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
What kind of blueberries, Jay?
Love those butt f***ing blueberries.
So harsh.
Isn't that something? All this time, Ryan's thought that was Garrett? Or at least that day he thought it was Garrett.
Nobody has ever used that term ever in the history of humans.
No.
Love those butt fucking blueberries.
Ron thought that Jason Garrett.
Is that bleeped properly?
No, I think it needs more beep.
Let's move on.
Just know that Ryan's is candidate number one.
Oh, that's funny.
Candidate number two, also from the hard line, Corby. They were talking about Trump's visit to town. And Corby was trying to say the word plane and said this.
Is he staying at the La Quinta on Henderson?
He's at the Como in Richardson.
I think he's in the same room Lamar Odom was at the W with the sex swing.
Do presidents stay places or do they just keep getting on that sucking?
What?
What?
Excuse me?
What?
Keep
getting on that what?
He said sucking.
Hmm.
You're about to say the other word, weren't you?
What's the matter with you? Do you know we're on the air? Do you know we're on the air?
I don't even know what I was trying to say. Plain and sucking came out.
Nah, you weren't trying to say plain.
Well, that's what I was saying. Do they keep getting on that plane? I think you're right.
You're about to say effing plane.
Yes. Yeah.
You're about to throw in another adjective, and somehow sucking came out.
Sucking.
See, Corby cusses so much, he just never knows when he may fall into it. That's a funny word.
Yeah, we don't use that word much, do we?
No.
Other than that team might be sucking, but...
Especially when you're about to say plane, and you say that. There's Corby.
I look down at you.
What's that?
What?
What's that?
That's Corby, candidate number two. Candidate number three is the great Donovan. This week, they were talking about breast cancer awareness. Donnie called it something else.
Downstairs, they are having the, what's the name of that? It's Bra Day.
Bra Day. Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day.
There you go. And it, the plaza is buzzing with like pink yoga mats and balloons and tables. Like they're having a huge, huge day for breast reduction awareness
reconstruction.
Day. Reconstruction. Reconstruction. I'm sorry, breast reduction.
Big
Lord have mercy.
Very
what
big
day. What a different day. What a different day that will be.
No, that does constitute well, some
I
kind of
reconstruction. What a day that would be. All right, breast reconstruction awareness day.
Not reduction day, as Donnie tried to call it.
Okay, well, there you go. Those are your three candidates, Rhines, Corby, or Donovan.
Please be careful voting for Rhines if he is your choice.
Yes. 888-787-1310. Here we go. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Davey there?
Oh, no.
Who's this, Gordon?
I think this is Stoma Man, the guy who hugged Davey in the boys' clothing section of a Walmart one time or something. No, Davey's not here right now. He doesn't work here during the week, or maybe even weekends now.
Every once in a while he'll roll in here.
Yeah, Stoma Man, I'm sorry.
Who you vote for, Stoma Man?
Well, one time I got a blueberry stuck in my snowball.
Oh, no. Yeah, so we're going to take that as a Rhines vote, okay, Stoma Man?
That sounds good to me, Gordon. You have a great weekend.
Oh, you too, Stoma Man.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Yeah, are BS and blueberries in season right now?
I don't know. I'm sure somewhere in the country they are. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Mike Reiner, and I'd like to wish Jeff Rawlings good luck with his head transplant.
All right. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
E-Break man, gonna save the day. He's gonna vote now, so get out of the way. Power's forming, 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 forming. You vote for Mike. Yeah!
Not quite in time with this drummer all the time there. But
he said Corby at the middle of that, right?
And then he said Mike.
I thought he said Mike.
I heard him say Mike, too.
Huh.
Okay, all right.
Like that's not a bad character, though.
No, I kind of like it.
I like that.
So we put it down as a mic vote. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to FMSD Tulsa, FMSD Cricket, and Potter likes blueberries in his butt.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, if that's a Rhines vote, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a very quick winner. Mike Reiner stepping to the plate and winning the emergency break of the week.
The reaction to what he heard when he was asked about it yesterday, and Garrett just, well, all I'm going to say is we're going to fight hard and play, blah, blah. You know, he wouldn't even address it.
I know.
Love those butt fucking blueberries.
Like oh. Wish he'd have said that.
God. That's so over the top for him.
For Gordon?
That's Gordon.
Oh, but I mean, he said it, didn't he?
No.
That was a parody of the Cowboys, not Hard Knocks, but what was the other thing?
Yeah, that thing on Amazon.
All or Nothing. All or Nothing, where Garrett was just cussing
you
so much.
You thought Jason Garrett said the words, butt effing blueberries.
All this time, I thought that was him.
Well, that's the great Gordo doing a parody of Garrett over cussing in that show.
Yeah.
All of those big ass blueberries.
Oh man,
that's funny.
What kind of blueberries, Jay?
Love those fucking blueberries.
Oh, stop.
Sounds just like him.
That's it's good.
That's Gordon Keith.
The reason he's been doing
that's
this.
The great Gordo.
Bad years.
Boy, he just rocked Rhines' world all this time. He thought that was really Jason Garrett.
I can't imagine thinking
that's
that.
So over the top for him.
Okay, do you think Tom Landry ever said that?
No.
In his time as head coach of the Cowboys.
Never said that.
It's just a question.
He never did.
In your playlet, why was Jason talking that way about blueberries?
I don't even remember. I don't know. Remember, he was just ordering. Someone brought in a menu, and he was ordering his breakfast.
Give me some of this.
And he was issuing a few opinions about his likes.
How many is that for Mike?
87th win, 23 behind Norman. Make Poland great again, Hitzkus.
Okay.
Way to go, Rhines. Way to go.